Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Welcome to our program. As always, it is a treat to have you with us. I appreciate you listening in. And, of course, our Artsbeat reporter, Mark Auerbach, will join us a bit later in the program with a theater review. First of all, last week, UMass Amherst Professor of Music Education, Lisa Lemberg's newest book, Music, Senior Centers, and Quality of Life, was published by Cambridge University Press. Our congratulations. Lemberg is the book's lead author. Her frequent collaborator, C. Victor Fung from University of South Florida, served as co-author, and the two also co-wrote Music for Life, Music Participation, and Quality of Life of Senior Citizens. This was published in 2016 by Oxford University Press. Lemberg currently leads the music education program at UMass Amherst Department of Music and Dance, where she has served for the past 15 years. So, local author continues to make good. Well, Friday at 10 a.m., Chicopee will celebrate the Irish-American Heritage Month by raising the Irish flag. This annual recognition, first proclaimed by the president in 1991, celebrates the significant contributions made by Irish immigrants and their descendants to American society. March was chosen as the month to celebrate, as St. Patrick's Day falls on March 17, of course. So let us recognize and honor the significant contributions made by Irish immigrants and their descendants to our community, and join us as we celebrate the legacy of honest Dennis Murphy and the many others of Irish descent that call Chicopee home. Mercy Medical Center pleased to announce that Liberty Bank Foundation of Middletown, Connecticut, has pledged a gift of $25,000 to the fundraising effort to create the Andy Yee Palliative Care Unit. Following his cancer diagnosis, well-known restaurateur Andy Yee sought treatment at the Sister Caritas Cancer Center at Mercy Medical, where Yee and his family developed a strong relationship with his care team. Grateful for the high-quality, compassionate care that Yee received until his passing in 2021, Yee's wife Sarah approached hospital leaders about creating a space dedicated to palliative care for patients. Donations are being accepted to help defray the cost of the project. If you would like to make a gift in support of this initiative, you can visit give.mercycares.com or contact Jeffrey Hoyt, Chief Development Officer, Mercy Medical Center. And that number to call is 860-331-1102. The United States Air Force Concert Band of Washington, D.C., will be embarking on their Northeast tour this month, and it will include a free concert in Springfield Symphony Hall, Sunday, March 26, 2023, at 3 p.m., and they will be performing under the direction of Colonel Don Schofield, commander and conductor. The musical selections include a broad range from Star Spangled Banner and Stars and Stripes Forever to Moth, Golden Age of the Xylophone, Irving Berlin's Cheek to Cheek, John Williams' E.T., Adventures on Earth, and more. Want tickets? Well, they're sponsored by MGM Springfield. You can get them at Pride Convenience Store, Springfield Visitor Center. That is 1319 Main. The security desk at One Financial Plaza, 1350 Main. Or send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Spirit of Springfield, 1350 Main, Suite 1004. Now, in just a moment, we'll look at the mayor's very busy Friday schedule. But first, Mark Auerbach has been to the theater and shares the following with us. Mark?
Such Sweet Sorrow, the Holyoke Civic Symphony, under the direction of David Kidwell, presents music by Gounod, Dvorak, Delius, Bruch, and Tchaikovsky, March 12th at Holyoke Community College. Ronald Gorovic, violinist and violist from the Springfield Symphony Orchestra and MOSO, is the guest soloist. For details, holyokecivicsymphony.org. The Springfield Symphony Orchestra returns to Symphony Hall March 11th with a program called Fearless Women, conducted by Mark Russell Smith, former conductor of the SSO. Wei Luo is piano soloist on a program that includes works by major women's composers Joan Tower, Florence Price, and Louise Farenc, along with Prokofiev's Piano Concerto No. 2. For details, springfieldsymphony.org. Valley Classical Concerts brings Tchaikovsky award-winning cellist Vladimir Fung and pianist Janice Carissa to Sweeney Concert Hall at Smith College on March 8th. The program includes works by Handel, Beethoven, Wagner, and Estrin. For details, valleyclassicalconcerts.org. And the Bombyx Brass Collective, the 30-piece semi-professional brass choir and resident ensembles of the Bombyx Center for Arts and Equity, will perform at Minichog High School in Wilbraham Monday, March 13th and Tuesday, March 14th at the Burgess Elementary School in Sturbridge. This concert features brass arrangements of Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man, Mussorgsky's Picture Setting Exhibition, and more. For details, bombyx.live. In terms of family fare, this week's programs include Paddington Gets in a Jam, comes to UMass Fine Arts Center March 12th. Michael Bond's lovable, accident-prone bear, Paddington, has delighted readers and audiences of all ages for more than half a century. For details, fineartscenter.com. And Dear Edwina Jr., a musical for young people starring young people, plays Northampton's Academy of Music March 9th and 10th. With book and lyrics by Marcy Heisler and music by Zena Goldrich, the musical is about growing up and girl power. For details, aomtheater.com. Plus, Voices of Resilience, a program of music, storytelling, and museum panels to spotlight women and women of color, comes to the Longmeadow Adult Center March 8th. This year, the voices will range from the Salem Witch Trials to freedom fighters and will include local Longmeadow history, vocal performance by the stellar singer Ethel Lee, and informational art panels with engaging stories. This is a free event. For details, 413-565-4150. Intimate Apparel, Lynn Nottage's joyful drama about Esther, a black seamstress whose patrons range from wealthy white women to prostitutes, is set in New York in 1905. Silverthorne Theater presents this play March 10th through the 18th at Hawks and Reed in Greenfield. For details, silverthorntheater.org. And finally, there are high school musicals in town. Sister Act, the Broadway musical based on the movie, will be performed by Westfield St. Mary High School Drama Club March 9th through the 11th, the school's gymnasium. Tickets will be available for that at the door. And Mean Girls, the high school version, will be performed by the students of Longmeadow High School March 16th through the 18th. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. All in all, a busy day for the mayor, and it's going to bring greetings. The mayor will bring greetings at the annual Springfield Regional Chamber Outlook 2023 event at the Mass Mutual Center this Friday. The annual Outlook event is the chamber's largest legislative event, featuring top policymakers and officials. There will be a diverse lineup of speakers and presenters, including this year's keynote speaker, Governor Maura Healey. The mayor will then attend and kick off the St. Patrick's Day festivities at the John Boyle O'Reilly Club with the Druids as they perform their award-winning folk Irish music. Mayor Sarno is sponsoring this event. The celebration will also include traditional Irish dancing from the Black Rose Academy of Irish Dance. The Springfield Colleens will also be in attendance. And we'll finish the day, the mayor will finish the day cheering on our beloved Springfield Thunderbirds as they take on the Providence Bruins today, Friday the 10th at 7.05 p.m. And my thanks to Mark Auerbach and to you, dear listener, for lending an ear to Pioneer Valley Radio and our program. Have a wonderful day and a great weekend. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.